The poem called Eurydice, A Young Black Woman Remembers 1870, is an ekphrastic. It's written from a photo that is from the late 1800s. And my idea was to try to inhabit the not just the body and the voice, but the spirit of the woman in the photo, who of course I didn't know and who I had no name for. I decided that after a while of living for the picture, walking around with the picture in my bag, staring at it, that she was in effect Eurydice, a kind of multidimensional ghost who, in this case of being a black woman, was multidimensional in the way one needs to be multidimensional in order to survive as a person of color. So in terms of a formal strategy for attacking that poem, once I had decided that about the character, it then became about, okay, who are these different people she's inhabiting? Why is she inhabiting these different people? Where is she inhabiting them? In how many different times? And therefore how many different movements? In print, the poem appears in three or four different sections because I feel that there are distinct movements in the poem. But when I read them now, I don't read them. I don't read the numbers that denote one section from the next, though more often than not I would. In the reading, I try to let the movement work on its own without the numbers to tell you.